Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to House Plans. Glad you could be with us today. We're going to need a lot of that Ask JD today.
Yes.
I'm looking at JD's planning paper over there, and it's blank. Keith's got his folder closed.
He does. Keith is not prepared.
My sheet. At least I've got my stuff open.
And he was off. Were you off last week?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm off every week a little bit.
Hey.
I'm part-time now.
You cannot do good quality work unless you have paper spread out on your desk.
Listen, I picked up Robert Ortega's listing, looked at that, went through that in preparation. I got a couple of articles. One
That's
about,
some kind of property, by the way.
It is, isn't it? It's what we call high cotton.
All right, y'all going to have to fill me in. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I hope Robert may be listening. Real estate agent over in the Spartanburg area. He's called in, and I've talked to him a good bit. He calls the show a good bit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Different questions and whatnot. He came by the office. He was in Greenville the other day, and he's got a new listing over in the Spartanburg area, and it's a Chris Roberts special.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, it's got a lot of land, so you don't see any neighbors.
I'm down with that.
All right, it's a big house. It's got a pole. It's got.
I don't need big.
It's big. Everything's big.
Can I live on just one floor?
You could. Main floor is large enough.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
When the kids come home from college, just send them upstairs. You won't hear them.
I'd rather have a separate unit for them to go to.
6,800 square feet.
Oh. That's big. It's bigger than the one I had.
1.19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in that remote area in terms of price point. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a small group
of buyers.
If Chris
wanted horses, you could probably have horses.
You could have 7 acres.
That's just another way for me to get hurt.
You know, I mean, it's a high-quality place. Anyway.
So if you're interested in that type of property, you can call Robert Ortega or Google him online. KW agent in Spartanburg.
Does it have a state in the name of the address or anything? Because that sounds like an estate.
It's in Chesney.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But it sounds like an estate. I bet you could name it.
The estate.
Sure it has its own name.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bet everybody in Chesney knows about it.
You would not make that kind of investment.
So if you're interested, give JD a call.
You can email JD and he'll email you the data.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do that by sending an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com and he'll be happy to get back with you. But we do need plenty of texters and callers today, no doubt. So we'll go ahead and give those numbers out. If you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, you can reach us at 866-442-7553, or you can always text us over at 71307. That's 71307. We do like those texts as well, if you prefer to remain anonymous. So let's talk about what's cooking. I never saw the August numbers, and I haven't written them down. But
got them.
Keith, give me an overview. Where are we up? Where are we down? Where are we flat? Everybody's talking about how the end is near.
Nope.
And
what happened in Greenville?
What happened?
It's not near.
Yeah.
1,334 transactions over last year's 1,255, up 6.3%.
Wow.
Year to date, 9,453 over 8,782. Up 7.6%.
7% for the year.
7.6%.
And that is through August.
It is.
In the Greenville MLS.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And median price up 8.8%.
To 202.
205.
205. Wow.
That's 67% of the way through the year.
And that article that I just put in front of you, Chris, is a national article talking about a shift, the beginning of the shift back to the buyer.
Yeah.
Now that's
what's inventory
nationally
look like in our world?
That's right. 4607.
Yeah, down.
Over last year's 4036.
Okay, so up year
14,
over year, but
14% over last year at this time.
But because of activity, what kind of months of inventory we got?
Well, it says 4.3, so that's a movement from 3.8 to 4.3.
Right.
But again, every time I look at that statistics, I know they're calculating that another way. They're not doing that correctly.
Right.
So if we divide the 1334 into the 4607, if somebody does that math, it'll be less than the 4.3.
That gotcha. But I think they do it based on the average sold.
I think they
for
do
the
it
year.
With last year's number.
Ah, okay.
So they take last year's number and this year's sales, and it comes up.
Well, I think that gives us lots to talk about, because here's what I've heard is affordability is
the big buzz. Yeah.
Everybody's freaked out about affordability. What's going on? I got asked three times this week by people that aren't in the real estate business, what in the world is going on with inventory? Tell me about inventory. And, of course, they're hearing these national stories, and they want to know how that applies locally. And the other question I got is, well, if these builders are building, what are they building? What about these first-time home buyers?
Right.
And so I think those are some pretty good topics. You got anything, Jetty?
No, I got the numbers, and I will say this. There is a, believe it or not, we got some refi activity this week.
Yeah, I saw a little this week, too. So, but most importantly, we're here to answer your question, calls, and comments. If you've got a question about buying, selling, or anything to do with the real estate, hit us up at 866-442-7553. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark here with the Buyer's Broker.
Now, do I have a unique perspective or what?
Is that not true? That's actually a very true perspective. What
well,
you were talking about during the break.
It's a long-term view of everything.
It is.
Okay?
It is.
It's not a short-term view of both your income statement or your balance sheet. It is a long-term view of your business and your career.
Make long-term decisions on almost anything that you do in life, and most of the time,
if wisdom prevails, you'll do better.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do you get somebody who's 21 to do that?
You can't. It's impossible.
Try 13 on for size.
How about somebody 42? Double that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Drew doesn't even know what long term means.
Yeah. Long term's about 8 minutes.
Yes.
That's till the battery on your iPhone.
I mean,
goes
Dad,
out.
I get out of school at 3. I mean,
where are you?
Good grief.
Oh, Lord. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, give us a shout this morning, 866-442-7553, or you can always hit us up on the text line 71307. That's 71307. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, so I got a question for Keith real quick. I'm going to put you
on
the spot.
Let's do it.
Here, okay? So you were reading those numbers off that sheet you got, and, of course, I've got the sheet that you sent me.
That one's a little bit different.
Yeah. But it's, why is it different?
Because this is pulled by Joe at the MLS.
Mm-hmm. So that is produced by the local MLS.
Okay.
This is a third party called 10K, who specializes in
data
and statistics. And they give them access to the MLS. And then they do their I think they get access on the 10th. Now, Joe pulls that on the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the methodology and the data, at any
it's
given.
It's just a little different.
A little different.
It is. It's not a big difference.
Not dramatically.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But that's the rationale.
But what do y'all think about the health of the market as far as being up 8%? I don't think any of us would have predicted that at this point.
No.
I would not have predicted anything down, but I mean flat at least, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think going into next year, I feel fairly confident in saying we're not going to have another 8%.
Yeah. But here's the wild card in it, JD. What's happening is momentum continues to gather in the migration to our market.
Sure.
So we're not, this is, you have to take the component of the natural improvement of most markets and Greenville, somebody emailed me again this week, top 10 city in America to live. And so what you have is our market is growing not just in the traditional pattern, but also in a unique migration, both from Florida, from New Jersey, from the Midwest. It's just absolutely out of control.
It's astonishing.
And I'm moving.
You're not moving. You already moved. You're
I got a client who emails me when I send out my newsletter, and the first thing he said, he gets on me about the migration.
Yeah.
He says it's
like it's your fault.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about
he
this,
said,
Keith.
You're not helping. You're hurting us.
Yeah. Well, we've got our first caller of the day, so let's hop over to Mike in Spartanburg. Good morning, Mike. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I always wait till I start my road prep so I could hear your radio show.
Well, I appreciate that.
In full, yeah. A couple of questions. Well, we've been buying some condos in a popular older condo place in Greer, and so we list it for sale by owner after we've rehabbed it, and I probably got 25 calls from realtors wanting to list it for us, and it took us about 4 days to get a full cash offer with the closing in 3 weeks. But my question is, if you're a realtor and you're calling me and you don't know anything about the complex and you don't have any potential buyer, you're just sort of going for the low-hanging fruit. Now, we did have a couple of realtors that called us that had buyers and actually
show it.
Showed it.
Yep.
That's fine. But, I'm just wondering why people sort of waste their time on doing.
Well, Keith, is that what they teach you in real estate school?
No, but they do it in the groundhog, in the, what do you call those sales, pushing sales seminars that are, you know, the brutal cold calling.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I got to tell you, it frustrates a lot of the public because everybody's listing that is either a for sale by owner, and this is even worse if it expires.
Yeah.
They just hammer the seller with phone calls. And it's very frustrating, and I don't think it does our industry a good service for
but,
my
but
colleagues.
But, Keith, those are usually new agents that are trying to establish.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. There are some schools that teach this cold calling of expired and FSBOs.
Right.
Where I forget the terminology, but, it's just brutal. It's like boot camp.
Well,
you know?
Every industry has
and most
underside.
Yeah. I don't know of anybody who wants to cold call and have somebody insult them, right?
Right.
It's just very uncomfortable. I would think it'd be uncomfortable for the person that receives the call. And how about this? We all get so many marketing calls every day because our cell phones now have been discovered. I don't know how they get them, but they get your cell phone too. So
they know where you're sitting.
On
right
behalf
now too,
of
way.
My colleagues, Mike, I'll apologize for that. How about that? But Mike doesn't let a mind. Typically, the for sale by owner is happy to let me show their property to my cash buyer who can close in 15 days, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Be glad to do that.
We have the money in a briefcase in the trunk of the car. And if it, and when JD gives me a pre-approval letter, it's good as cash.
Hey, I'm interested, Mike, what price point are those condos at?
$160 for a two-bedroom, two-bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's just the perfect price point for the first-time home buyer or the retired home buyer. And so, of course, those things, anything that's under that 200 mark, Keith, is generally, if it's in good condition, is flying off the shelf,
it,
right?
It is. I think I told you guys off the air I missed one at 284 this week. Full price, first day.
Wow.
Yeah, and because the client was not ready.
Well, it was a good house. My client was we won't discuss that on the air. We'll just keep moving on.
we completely redone this. Porch countertops, opened up a wall, a few kitchen cabinets, appliances, flooring, paint, vanities, the whole nine yards.
We talked about this. We talked about this condo on the air about 2 months ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure,
we talked about. Yeah. You called in and asked us a little bit about. We tried to keep you in the middle of the road on price point, and I think we decided that the hardwoods, maybe the engineered hardwoods was probably more appropriate on the main floor than the site finished.
Keith. And then Mike, you said you sold it full price in 4 days, cash.
Yeah, I was getting a little worried. It took 4 days. last one we sold was
Keep you up at night, won't it?
Now, Mike, keep doing what you're doing. So what
that's
typically
right. We're working on another one right now.
What typically happens with investors is that they, I won't say they get a little greedy, but every time the margin, they think maybe I left a little money on the table. I could have done this a little bit.
Sure.
You know, but keep doing what you're doing. Don't let your success change your formula, okay?
Right. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Our next door neighbors have a drainage problem, And, of course, it's a condo, so nobody owns the outside property.
Right.
And we were over there last week doing something, and the neighbor came over, though, and she said, the condo association said we could fix our drainage problem, which means us putting a sump pump in your backyard and running the electricity to your box. And I said, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry for your luck.
Yeah, really. I know. So it's her drainage problem. They built the sunroom on grade.
Right.
Well, you know, the thing about that is, as a general rule, the association would need to help her solve her problem if they own the property.
Well, certainly,
but
approve
they may
it.
Not have no, they what, may not have an obligation to do so.
I think what Mike's saying is that they may have given her a verbal okay to solve that problem, and her solution is to do it on your property
and make Mike
pay
for it.
And really, what she can do, yeah. what they can do, is regrade and put that sump pump on their side. And channel that water onto their property in a specific place, and then take it to the drainage basin or storm sewer.
Yeah,
because the water actually runs the other way; it runs back across the back of their property instead yeah. of ours.
Water is the enemy, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You never see so many black drain tubes as you do when you walk behind all those condos. and they're 30 years old. So you tell me if there's going to be water everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And as Key says, water is always the enemy, whether it's in the yard or under the house or in the wall. Water is always the enemy, no doubt about it. I think that's the first thing you go looking for, Keith, when you're looking at
when
a
I
house.
When I get out
right?
of the car, yeah. usually
where's
before my
the
foot
water?
Hits the door. It hits the ground. Before my foot is out of the door, I'm looking at where the water is going.
Yeah, because that can lead to potential problems.
Always.
Hey, Mike, we really appreciate the call today. Thanks for kicking us off.
Hey, thanks. Congratulations on your success. 4 days. There
thanks.
You go. You got
all
like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. 4 days, and you know that'll get you some sleepless nights these
and
days.
We were talking about that earlier off the air. In fact, I missed a house this week, and at the 280, I think it was 285, somewhere in there.
Sure.
And it just surprised me. My client needed to miss a house in order to buy a house.
Right.
Sure.
Average days on market, by the way, down 3.6% from 55 to 53.
Yeah. That is insane.
And this one says 53 to 51, and that's historic lows, 50
yeah.
51.
That's yeah.
That's really quick. You got to have it all
it's
lined up.
It's fast underwriting by County Bank.
There
Morgan.
You go.
I like to say I agree with that. You know,
County Bank can make a
that
decision.
That has made a difference. It's kind of crazy that, you know, just if you go back and look 10 years ago, not just us, but the way that a lot of people did business, they would have investors underwrite the loans and things like that. And, you know, when TRID came along, the new disclosure rules, it made it even more important to take control of the file. And, you know, and right now, underwriting in-house is a huge difference. And not only underwriting in-house, but underwriting locally, so that when one of our underwriter pulls up a deal, they know the area, they know what's going on, they know, you know, they just have they're tied in to what's
yep.
going on, and it gives them a different perspective as it relates to, you know, what's happening.
And of course, with technology and the ability of clients now to be able to electronically sign documents, at least preliminary disclosures.
Sure.
And upload documents as needed, you know, if you request a bank statement from August or whatever it might be,
sure.
and be able to access it online.
Well, I'll give you an example, of that technology that's not even related to the mortgage business. Anybody can do this. But I was working on a deal in Tennessee, and there was a question about the plat. And so what did I do? I pulled it up on a map on the internet. I could look at it right over the top of the house. I could see there was a 20-foot different lot or a different tax map of 20 feet that was to the left of the property, and I was very easily able to pull it up, look at it, and say, oh, well, that's where the driveway is.
Right.
And apparently when these folks bought the home, they only bought the primary piece and didn't buy the piece that had the driveway on it.
Ouch. Mm.
And I was able to determine that, but I was also – you know, able to see why it mattered and what else was tied to it. And so it is kind of crazy how that you know, I find myself saying that all the time. Well, what does it look like when you're standing on the street, you know?
Yeah.
And I even had one this week where there was an argument with somebody over the, and Keith, you'll get a kick out of this, there was an argument over the name of the street. The name of the street was like something Northwest Circle Road, mm-hmm. you know, and so it
I've
went
seen
really
that before,
long.
Yeah.
Well, I just took the map section, went and sat right in front of the street sign on the internet, and I could read what it said on the street sign.
Wow.
That's amazing. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
The efficiency of technology.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is. Well, it makes a big difference. You know, what was it? Shoot, 10 years ago, you know, people would have to get in their car, drive over to our office, drop it off, or we'd be getting in the car to go get it. You know,
I told them on that one, I said, the biggest concern I have is if you look at this street, it's an oval, but the name of it's Circle. Should we be worried about that?
That's an underwriter right there. Yeah, exactly. You know, this is not a circle. This is an oval.
It's an oval.
Should please write a letter of explanation.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I knew y'all would appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. We appreciate phone calls we've received so far. The text line is open as well at 71307. You're listening to House Plans. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Great show. First half. Second half, I promise, is going to be even better.
You better step up your game.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's get the phone number out there. 866-442-7553. 866-442-7553. Text line is open. The text line has been a disappointment over the last few weeks. All right, so it's 71307.
I was listening to Word this week. Y'all appreciate this. And Bobby Mack admitted that one day he kept asking for text.
Yeah.
And then he realized the next day he didn't have the text window open.
Yeah,
so
right.
I did check. The text window is open.
It's open, yes. And so, those are free.
I don't know if people knew that or not.
Right. Yeah, that's right. All right, so let's go. We got a phone call on the line. We have Robert and Greer. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're fantastic. Great. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm thinking about attending a tax auction or a tax sale coming up in October, and I've never been to one, and I'm just curious how that process actually works.
May the force be with you. It's a little complicated, right?
Yeah, and I've never participated in it myself, but my understanding is it's just like any other auction. You'll bid on the property based on the taxes due, and then you obtain what's called a
tax deed.
If you own
that property.
That's right.
Right.
And of course, if it's redeemed within,
well, talk about that just a little bit. You're going to get that deed because you won the bid, but then the prior owner. That's the redemption period you're talking about. They have the right to come back and pay you that tax plus interest.
Plus interest.
And basically they get the property back, right, Keith?
They do. And Robert gets his money and his interest.
Right.
And it's a reasonably good investment.
Yeah.
You can't get it's a matter of highest and best use of your money. And a lot of people do it. Now, you won't be the only one there, I can promise you.
And
it's become quite popular recently.
I've never been to one, but if I had to guess, you're going to get down there with a lot of people who have been there and kind of know each other, and I would think there's a method to the madness.
I would say there's several real estate investment clubs in the Greenville area. I would Google find one of those, and go talk to them. But the way I view them, you know, is you're really just parking your money at a high rate of interest because most of these people redeem the property.
Right.
Now, let's go a little further than that and say they don't redeem the property. To be able to get title insurance, as I understand it today, and I think I've had this happen one time in my career, to be able to get title insurance on that property, understanding that you have a tax deed, you're also going to have to do a quiet title action through an attorney to make sure that you have true title that you could transfer and get title insurance on. Because that tax sale is generally not something that a title insurance company is going to insure over, saying that you're the owner and that you can transfer it at will.
And so, Chris, if he goes down and buys a property, let's just say it's a $200,000 property and it's got a $150,000 mortgage on there, and the and he wins the bid, and he's got his tax deed, and and the taxes are never paid by the current owner.
Right.
Then he's got that. He's got to go through quiet title.
Yep.
With the attorney.
Yep.
And what does he do with the mortgage if Robert?
Well, generally what happens is,
of course, the mortgage is probably behind.
The mortgage? No, the mortgage is in front.
No, so, I mean, I'm talking about behind in payments.
Yeah. In arrears.
Yeah, it's going to be one of two things, but though. A lot of people will pay it and not pay the taxes and not worry about it because they know they can't do anything. And so here comes Robert, you know, with the tax. He's just going to be behind that mortgage. And you would not want to do a quiet title action then, but they're eventually going to redeem it. They're going to sell it. They're going to do something, and they're going to have to deal with you and your interest.
Yeah,
you know.
And that mortgage is it stays with the property. Yes. It's we're not talking about foreclosure.
Right.
We're talking about it.
And Keith is right on a foreclosure. When you go down that foreclosure road, that does wipe out all that stuff.
Except a tax lien, an IRS lien.
So one of the things that we've talked about in the past is, hey, I've got a buddy that's got a property that's in trouble. They're behind. They want me to just basically, they're going to quit claim the property to me. I'll assume the mortgage that's on there. Well, you would never, ever want to do that without doing a title search first, because if there are other liens, other judgments, other tax liens, second mortgage you didn't know about, well, guess what? You're the proud winner of those too.
Yeah.
If you don't go have a title search done, and the way to make those things go away is only through a foreclosure. So, you know, you just need to be careful. But my quick answer to you, Robert, not that any of this has been quick, is that you're investing that money for a return. It is highly unlikely, in my opinion, that you'll wind up owning the property.
And, Robert, I would tell you that to go onto the county's website, now, if you Google the right words, the county's website will come up with a page. It won't have a link on their page that you can see, but the information is there. If you know the right words to Google, it'll pop up, and they'll give you the process by which this tax sale, what you're going to need to do and what type of funds you need to bring to the tax sale in order to participate. Yeah.
They're not going to take your Visa.
Yeah.
Correct.
I don't think. You're going to have some
cash. Hey, guys. I mean, thanks for that. I kind of like the idea of what you mentioned first off was maybe get involved with a club.
Because
it seems like there's a lot of gotchas and unknowns out there for
Upstate CREA.
That's who I was going to mention,
CREIA,
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, but I would tell you that's the best way, because I can guarantee you there are people in that club that have a that'll be there competing against you.
Yes.
And there are also professional
people. And they'll
be
there to help, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody recently, you're going to find at the local investment clubs a cooperation that will surprise you.
Yes.
The people are there to help others, and you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much information's available.
And I ask you to do one more thing, Robert. Call us back after the event.
Let us know
how it goes, because I want to know.
Okay.
I want to know if you bought something.
And the the Upstate CREA group that we were talking about is it's Upstate CREA, C-R-E-I-A, Upstate Carolina Real Estate Investors Association. We have actually spoken to that group before. Me and Brandon have been to them and spoken to them about some residential mortgage stuff and this and that and the other. Very helpful group, great group of guys. And while they're there to invest and make money as well, they are very helpful for new investors and that kind of thing. So.
Well, hey, guys, thanks a lot for the information, y'all. Enjoy your weekend.
All right.
Hey,
thanks,
Robert.
Appreciate
you,
too. Good luck. Yeah, I think that's over the years we have had situations. I recently, we closed a loan where the contiguous parcel, a separate parcel that was right beside ours, the owner purchased at a tax sale. And they, this was many years ago, but the property was basically abandoned because it you couldn't build on it. The person that owned it didn't think it had any value. They didn't want to pay the taxes.
And so
he did exactly what I said. He bought it at the tax sale for the taxes due, and then he proceeded with a quiet title action to be able to become the owner of the property so that it could be insured. Mm-hmm. And then because it is contiguous, meaning, you know, it touches his present, when he went to sell his property, he sold both pieces to the new buyer. And so you just need to make sure you follow all those rules. And of course, nothing we said should be taken as legal advice. Call an attorney.
Absolutely.
And if you need an attorney, send JD an email.
Ask JD.
At countybankmortgage.com.
I think it's the famous JD.
You know what? Maybe I need to change my email. The famous JD.
No, it's infamous. Not
that's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, listen, we're going to head into our final break of the show. Great question right there. And we're going to keep the phone lines open for our final segment. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark, the one and only buyer's broker, also here to answer your real estate questions. 866-442-7553. 71307 is the text line. We'll be back right after this here on House Plans. That's right, 866-442-7553 is the phone number. Appreciate our callers so far. We'll keep the phone lines open for the rest of the show. And the text line is open as well at 71307. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark is here from the buyer's broker. And, Chris, I believe we got a couple texts that came through during the break over there. He's kind of going through. It's a pretty long text.
Yeah, it is. So I'm trying to piece it together here. So y'all talk about something else while I read it.
That's right. Well, we'll say this. I'll do a quick interest rate update for our for our listeners up there. You know, we haven't spoken a lot about interest rates here in the last few shows, but, you know, we are still seeing the slow incline on interest rates. And I'd say 30-year fix now. If you get anything with a 4 in front of it, you need to squeeze it, hug it, except for government loans. I will say this. The jumbo and the conforming, 453 and over and 453 and under, jumbo rates are still staying in that high 4 range. Conforming loans, unless you have a 760 score higher, you're almost at really 5%, Keith, believe it or not.
Yeah, with the increase in interest rates, the increase in pricing, Chris mentioned it earlier, the affordability index is really gone down, and it's making it more difficult for the first-time homebuyer, isn't it?
It is. Of course, 20-year fix, you're running in that 4.75 range, 4.625 range, maybe 4.5, maybe throwing the little points in there. And, of course, the 15-year is in the low 4s. And, of course, a lot of this depends on your credit score and if you're doing a cash-out refinance or purchasing a property or whatever it may be. I had a client this week that I spoke to, a radio show listener. He may be listening today. And I was really kind of surprised at the rates. He had a less than perfect score, but he was doing a cash out refinance. And not a bad loan to value, to be honest with you. And we were up in the 5s. I was really surprised at how high it was. It was just kind of one of those.
So the dings hurt it a little bit.
It did, and
the LTV and the credit score.
It was a little bit of an anomaly. Really, I haven't priced that particular kind of deal in a while, and you know, once I started putting it in there, I was like, wow, you know. And we actually started considering maybe an FHA loan,
right?
Simply because, you know, it would have the PMI, but it wouldn't be permanent because it would be under 90%. But at the same time, it was, you know, it was just kind of crazy. I was surprised that the rates were as
high as they were. I heard yesterday, of course, the bond market jumped
yesterday. Yeah,
and you saw what happened to the stock market because of it.
Yeah, it took a big hit because of
the 10-year Treasury. I didn't check it today, but you know, it had been under 3 for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I think at some point this week it hit 3.20 or more. And, you know, what I like to say is in an effort to create the next financial crisis, they're attempting to flatten out the curve so that we go directly into a recession. And then we can – I mean, you know, I'm not really sure why they're trying to do it. I mean, they're trying to –
Trump will beat on them if they get
– Well, they're trying to cool the market off. I mean, the unemployment came out. It's the lowest it's been since 1960-something. And so the Feds, they're freaking out because they think the market is the job market and the
I'll tell you who's freaking out right now is the Democrats. The other ones, that's a whole nother. We don't have another hour, do we?
They have lost their minds.
I mean, they are running in the streets with their hair on fire right now.
Yes, they are. Anyway. Well, I did decipher the question.
Okay.
And it's a fun one, so I'm going to read it here
All right.
as best I can. Here's the question. I'm looking at buying a house in Mountain Rest, high elevation, about 1,700 square feet above sea level. Last summer, there was a decent selection, but I had signed an agreement with a realtor from, H-E double hockey sticks, and to represent me. And
all caps.
We had it out. Yeah, that was in all caps. Some properties were taken off the market this year. There's been a lot less being offered, even less.
In my pre-approval range.
In my VA pre-approval range of 250. Is it proper to contact owners who pulled their houses off the market and see if they're still interested in selling? And so two parts. First part is, Keith, I'll let you handle this part. If you were represented by a buyer's agent, there are generally some restrictions in that agreement as to timing of properties you've seen and whether you owe fees and things like that.
That's right. First, a piece of advice is always read the agreement, right?
Right.
So you want to see what your obligations are to your agent and try to reconcile them correctly, either with them or their broker in charge, who is ultimately responsible for the actions of the agent.
Yes.
And if you do not have any obligation to the agent for the properties that they showed you at this point in time, then the right to approach to a home that has been taken off the market can be but not only proper but successful if it's handled the right way.
Right. And so if first thing is make sure you don't have any obligation to that agent at all.
Yes.
So you've got that agreement canceled and that they're not going to come back to you and look for a fee. And then the second thing is it is not uncommon to send letters to a neighborhood where you're interested in buying and say, hey, I'm interested in buying in this neighborhood. Are you interested in selling? There's nothing wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm going to give you this is going to sound self-serving, but a good high-quality professional buyer's agent is worth their weight in gold. And even though you had a bad experience, and many of my clients who I take on have had bad experiences. And sometimes it's just a personality match. You know, you may have a moral compass that doesn't match up with the person you're doing business with. Or some people may have may not know the truth as well as you do, or may not feel mm-hmm. like they need to disclose certain things. And it just may not be a good match. So don't measure all agents by the experience that you had with this particular agent, because there are a lot of very high quality buyer's agents out there and seller's agents.
But is it true, Keith, that you have used this strategy in the past and had success representing a buyer?
Absolutely.
Is it unusual?
It is a little bit unusual.
Is it where you need you really need a lot of knowledge of how to navigate, and so that's where you're more likely to be successful somebody acting as their own, because you got to know what to say in the letter.
You got to know what to say, how to say it. You got to be able to. You don't want to overpay for the property.
Right.
Remember, here's what you're doing. You're trying to buy a house that's not on the market.
Yeah. Now, put a letter in my door.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to buy something?
Most sellers will say, we'll be glad to sell our house at a certain price, right?
Right.
Right.
So you want it to be an arm's length transaction.
I think I did that one time.
That's right.
I said,
that's right.
I think my exact words were much like JD's. Everything is for sale.
Yes. If I remember correctly, you made out quite well.
I did fantastic. But I mean,
the buyer accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
When we got to the end of the deal, they got what they wanted. I got what I wanted. Everybody was happy except my wife. And so, you know, I mean, that's the way.
She's never gotten over it.
Yeah. No, she has not. Yeah. She still refers to that as the good house.
Yeah.
Somebody will ask her a question, and you'll say, "Well, at the good house, we had
plenty
of
room."
Imports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What she forgets is at the good house, we had a big fat payment.
Yes, correct.
And a big fat tax bill. I mean, you know.
An energy call.
Put a letter in my door.
I'll tell you this, Keith. You said energy bill. This is amazing, but you know, when I lived in that big house, and that house was, 5,900 square feet, it was built so well that the energy bill for that house is the same as the house that I live in.
That's absolutely crazy.
I never would have guessed that. Now.
It's true. Me either. I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, you know where I came from. I came from a production-built house, and the energy bill in that house was about a 2,400-square-foot house. The bill in that house was 90% of what the big house, because you didn't have the insulation, you didn't have the high energy, you know.
Didn't have the shutters you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't have anything. But I will say that, you know, when you get in that situation, it did work out. It worked out for everybody involved. And so, but you have to be careful.
Yeah, and not only that, navigating, you can ask J.D. J.D. knows that anytime he gets involved in a real estate transaction where there's not at least one real estate broker.
At least one.
It's a nightmare.
It's ditches on both sides.
Everywhere.
Well, and here's the problem.
You just can't navigate.
It's a guarantee. There's a guarantee that house is going to have termites. It's a guarantee that there's going to be repairs that need to be completed that they can't agree on.
And
it's a guarantee the appraisal is going to come in low.
And there's a guarantee that the parties are going to disagree about something they didn't even talk about because they didn't know it was going to be a problem.
Right? Yeah.
So you get down to the end and somebody and the seller will say, well, I'm not paying the deed stamps.
Yes.
And so what the contract will say is customary. You know, it won't spell it out like it should. And in our world,
$1,250 later.
Yeah. Customary means that that the buyer, the seller would pay those. Yeah. The other thing that we've seen that I always love is they agree to pay half of the closing cost.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, half of what? What do you define as a closing cost? And so the problem there, and thanks to Keith's education to us, is we come back and we go, okay, we can't act as your agent. I mean, we can't give you – I'm not a licensed real estate agent. Actually, that's illegal in this you know, for me to be an agent and for me to be have a license to lend. And I said, you know, we can't answer that question. Y'all have to work that out, or y'all need to go hire somebody who could work that out, or go to the real estate attorney that you've picked. But I can tell you, JD's done enough of them, and it always becomes a problem because people are unfamiliar. Now, if you're like our first caller who's bought and sold five or six renovations, you probably have a pretty good feel of what's going on, and you probably have a pretty good attorney that can help you, and you can navigate all that. But buyers and sellers that don't have agents,
they do it once every 10 years.
Yeah. It's just not smooth.
Yeah, no, the investor knows because it's cost them money when they made that mistake.
Right.
And you don't forget it after it costs you some money.
Well, I want to take this moment to thank Keith Clark for teaching us everything that you did over the last 15, 20 years.
15 years, really.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of crazy.
It is.
We learn more about
what... We're slow learners, but we do get there.
We learn more about what not to do.
That's correct.
and Keith is an expert at avoiding the ditch.
That's correct. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate... The email address is askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. If you want to catch us during the week, maybe interested in talking about a refinance or getting pre-qualified to buy a home, you can reach us at 331-4663. That's 331-HOME. We'll be back next week here on House Plans. Talk to you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.